But a controversy unlike we've really ever seen so far in terms of gambling and illegal poker and betting rings set up throughout the league. So I enlisted the help of our good buddy Trevor Lane. Make sure you check him out on Lakers Nation and the front office show, where he and our other buddy Keith Smith do an excellent job breaking down all things NBA. Trevor, let's just start with your initial reaction. How shocked were you to find out that these allegations came down? I know we had been hearing about stuff involving Terry Rozier and a couple of others for a while, but to actually see it come to fruition and arrest be made.
Yeah, I was very surprised when that news came out. You know, we always knew, especially when as sports and gambling have become more intertwined, that this was always possible and maybe even probable that stuff like this would happen. But still, nonetheless, was shocking when the news came out to see it actually happening in the NBA. And Adam Silver's got his hands full now. And then the NBA, obviously, they're going to have to work in conjunction with the FBI and do everything they can to make sure that they hand over whatever information they need to, and they've got to get this situation right. This is going to be, I think, one of the big tests of Adam Silver's tenure as commissioner of the NBA.
When it comes to what more they can do, it sounds like they're doing almost everything they can do. And ironically, the proliferation of gambling has actually made it easier for some of these situations to stand out in terms of illegal betting. So do you feel like the NBA, like, where do they even have to go from here in terms of more privacy, protection, and enforcement?
Well, you know, Adam Silver has talked about one of the things that he doesn't like. He thinks there needs to be more regulation, and he's got concerns about specifically prop bets and specifically for players who are on two-way contracts or at the end of benches. I think the theory is that easier to manipulate a game if you're only playing 5 minutes and you're talking about, you know, are they going to hit a three or not? That's easier to manipulate. In addition to, you know, are those players more susceptible to being compromised because of the fact that they're not making, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars as some of the top level stars are? They've got less skin in the game in that sense in the NBA. And so I think he's onto something there. Can you regulate things? There's certainly, you know, there's no closing Pandora's box here. You're not going to be able to go back away from gambling here completely, but can you regulate things a bit? And then if they do find out that there was wrongdoing here on the part of Terry Rozier, on the part of Chauncey Billups, it'll be on the NBA to, and I would expect them to, based on how they handled the Jontay Porter situation, but they have to drop the hammer. They have to set the precedent. They have to put the fear of God in anybody that is going to be involved in situations like this, that there will be severe consequences. Your career will come to an end if you cross these lines. And so that's going to be key as well for Adam Silver and the league.
I know it's really tough to speculate, but just to the best of your knowledge, as someone who covers the league day in and day out, as closely as you do, why would two guys who have each made north of $100 million in their NBA career get involved with these shady activities? To me, it just, again, I could see a Jontay Porter, why it would make sense to a certain extent, but not guys like Billups and Rozier. I don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense from that perspective either. But, I would just be speculating as far as what their motivations were. If they did, indeed, you know, these are still alleged crimes that they're said to have committed. But in terms of their motivations, could have been just helping out some friends. I really don't know what their reason for doing it would have been. Certainly, Chauncey Billups is a big surprise, Hall of Famer, one of the or potential Hall of Famer, one of the best players that we've seen in this league, for him to get involved in something like that, very surprising. But and hopefully this is not just the tip of the iceberg and there's not, you know, more involvement. But as you said, also the marriage of sports and gambling, does it also create a situation where more of these things can be uncovered? They can be uncovered easier. It's more difficult to avoid detection. So perhaps that's the silver lining here. But in terms of their motivation, I can't really speak to that.
I know the Lakers are the team that you cover extensively for Lakers Nation. Two-parter. Luka literally couldn't be off to a better start if he tried. And then what's the latest on LeBron? When do we expect him back?
Yeah, so LeBron James is right now going to be reevaluated in a few weeks here. About a week or two, he'll get reevaluated. They'll give him a checkup and then see where he's at. And if he gets the green light at that point, say, okay, you're good with the sciatica issue, then there'll be a ramp-up period before he gets back out on the floor. Now, the good news is, coming out of practice, he has been there. He's not just, you know, sitting at home on the couch recovering. He's been in practice, going through individual drills. And so I think the hope is that the ramp-up period will not be as long as maybe it would have been otherwise. So there's good news that he is out on the floor. He is doing work, but just not ready to be in five-on-five game action at this point. So right now, the word is they're hoping sometime mid-November for him to get back in action. But they've been saying from day one, before we even knew the extent of this injury, that they were going to play the long view here, and they were going to try to make sure that he is not back until he is 100% and ready to go.
So when it comes to what's going on here in Atlanta, as we're talking to our buddy Trevor Lane of Lakers Nation and Front Office Show, make sure you check out both of those platforms. Off to a 1-1 start, a little shaky, getting blown out by 20 in the opener, but with a lot of new pieces on the squad, sort of to be expected. But what did you make of the news about Kristaps Porzingis and that ailment that he's been dealing with? It seems like he got it under control, but then out last night for flu-like symptoms. I know we're both not doctors. I'm not asking you to be one, but just an unfortunate start here for Porzingis in Atlanta.
Definitely, yeah. You know, at least now we know what it is, because for a long time there, it was uncertain. People didn't know what was going on. He was just out when he was with the Boston Celtics. And now with the Hawks, obviously him being out last night, hopefully this is not related and he's fine and everything can just move forward from here. But certainly, you know, a concerning thing, but you know, this is part of why the Hawks didn't extend him yet. And Porzingis for himself hasn't looked for an extension yet either. They want to see how this is going to go this season and see how things play out. Can he stay healthy? Is he going to be the fit that the Hawks certainly hope that he can be before they're going to commit long-term here to him? But unfortunate that he was not able to go last night. Of course, the Hawks did pick up the win, but hopefully he can be back in action sooner rather than later, because I do think he'll be a very important piece for this team for the season. I love the get for Atlanta, and just hopefully, again, fingers crossed, he can stay out there on the floor.
How shocked are you that Steph Curry looks like he's 25 years old again?
Not very. I mean, he's Steph. He's superhuman. I mean, so not very shocked, but he is absolutely phenomenal. He's incredible. I mean, even 37 years old, he is just crushing it out there, doing all the Steph things. And we just have to remember, 37, look, Father Time's undefeated. So enjoy it while we can. Enjoy seeing a great player while we can, because it's not going to last forever. But man, his cardio is unreal. His off-ball movement, it's unlike anything we've ever seen. He is off to a great start for the season, and things are, you know, despite last night's result, things are definitely looking up for the Golden State Warriors. They're going to be a tough team to handle for anybody in the West.
Yeah, speaking of tough, we've seen the defending champs come out and Shea himself put the team on his back. Let me ask it to you this way. How much better do you feel they are right now pacing the West?
I'm sorry, say that again. I lost you at the end.
Yeah, no problem. How much better do you think OKC is right now in terms of pacing the Western Conference? What type of lead do you expect them to have this season?
Yeah, I think they are they're the cream of the crop in the West. I don't think it's particularly close right now. I think there's some teams. The West is very deep and there is a lot of parity, but I think the Thunder are very clearly the best team there. They're the defending champs for a reason. They have the best defensive schemes that we've seen, and they're getting deeper, which is crazy. AJ Mitchell has stepped in and done some really nice things for them. He was a second rounder a couple of years ago, injured for much of his rookie season, or a good chunk of his rookie season, but he stepped in and just looks like a professional, making plays beyond his years, kind of similar to the way Will Richard is stepping up for the Golden State Warriors into a bigger role. So I like what we've seen there. They continue to get deeper. J-Dub will come back eventually, but OKC, they are, if anybody's going to snap this streak of seven straight seasons with no back-to-back champs, a new champion every year, OKC is set up to do it. They are so deep. They can withstand injuries. They've got all the assets that they need to go make moves in the future if they need to. This is a team that is going to be a difficult, difficult challenge for anybody to face in the Western Conference. So SGA is amazing. People give him grief for getting to the free throw line a lot, but he's a very deserving MVP last season. And look, they're the favorites to win it all again for a reason.
Before I let you go, one other off the field note, what do you think eventually happens to Kawhi and the Clippers as they're involved in that situation where They're accused of essentially giving him a free second contract by making him a, quote, employee of a now defunct company that was paying him around $30 million.
Yeah, certainly not what the NBA wants to be dealing with right now. We've seen some amazing basketball on the court, but to now be dealing with the Chauncey Billups thing, the Terry Rozier thing, all of that, plus the Kawhi Leonard thing, they don't want to distract from the incredible basketball that we've seen on the court. But I do think that similar to the gambling situation, if it turns out that the Clippers committed wrongdoing here and they were funneling money to him through this other company outside of the purview of the NBA's salary cap, they have to, as a league, they have to drop the hammer in a very serious way. I mean, this is worse than the Joe, if this is true, it's worse than the Joe Smith situation we saw a couple decades ago. This is salary cap circumvention to the highest degree, and the penalties for the Clippers, in order to make sure this doesn't become a problem for the future, need to be as stiff as possible. We're talking about draft pick loss, we're talking about potentially voiding contracts, whatever it is. The NBA has to show how serious they are about this. Otherwise, they will carve a path forward for other deep-pocketed owners to bring talent to their club. So this is a very important situation for how the league handles it. They are investigating right now. I'm not expecting it to be resolved anytime soon. But how Adam Silver handles this situation, as well as the gambling incident, this will be a major, major moment here for his tenure as a commissioner.
Trevor, appreciate the time. As always, we'll check you out at Front Office Show and Lakers Nation. We'll chat soon.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you for having me.